From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting for a second consecutive day. U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken about mass shootings in schools and what he thinks should be done to help prevent more. He continues to advocate for arming teachers who want to carry in schools. While that has been met with criticism, the head of the National Rifle Association, or NRA, has also called for the hardening of schools, and the president said and explained why he thinks that this is the right move.
An attack has lasted, on average, about 3 minutes. It takes 5 to 8 minutes for responders, for the police to come in. So the attack is over. If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly.
Some victims and gun rights activists have called for a ban on semi-automatic rifles such as the AR-15, which was used in the Florida shooting. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has filed additional criminal charges against President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and campaign aide Richard Gates. The 32-count indictment adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering and failure to register as foreign agents tied to work they did for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine. There's more anger and concern among northern Nigerian parents who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants. Yobe state government officials say about 50 girls remain unaccounted for in that Monday evening attack on a Dapchi village. There have been conflicting reports over the number of girls actually unaccounted for and how many still remain missing. This is VOA News. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said Thursday he hopes the UN Security Council will approve a proposed ceasefire, saying there is no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in East Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
State Department briefing spokesperson Heather Nord says Russia has objected to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of Eastern Ghouta.
I have a list of 11 UN actions that Russia has blocked, specifically on Syria, right here. I'd be happy to share a copy with all of you. Russia needs to cut this out. The secretary has made that clear. The secretary put out a statement. The White House put a statement out just last night on this. This is something we are following carefully. Russia needs to step up. Russia needs to cut it out.
And at a Security Council meeting that Moscow requested, its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. The United Nations Atomic Agency says Iran is adhering to key aspects of the deal it struck during the 2015 international accord aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear weapons development. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized what he says are disastrous flaws in the agreement and has pushed the countries that agreed to the Iran pact to overhaul it. Meanwhile, on the issue of nuclear weapons, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley spoke to a group in the U.S. city of Chicago about North Korea and its nuclear program and the need for sanctions against that.
After 25 years of failed bipartisan attempts to bribe the North Koreans into ending their nuclear pursuit, we realized that we have to stop the revenue streams that support it. In the last year, the Security Council has unanimously passed 3 major, increasingly comprehensive sanctions packages against North Korea. The resolutions ban all North Korean exports, 90% of their trade, 30% of their oil, and we are essentially closing down North Korea's lucrative foreign labor program.
The U.S. Department of Justice is moving to strip naturalized citizenship from 5 men who allegedly lied about sexually abusing children during their interviews and in paperwork. 2 of the defendants are from Mexico. The other 3 are from Colombia, Ghana, and the Philippines. All 5 have pleaded guilty to charges of sexually abusing children either before or during their naturalization process, but withheld that information from immigration officers. 4 are under community supervision or on probation or have been ordered to register as sex offenders. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.